WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. President Biden in Selma, Alabama Sunday, marking the 58th anniversary of the March on Selma that helped lead to the passage of the Voting Rights Act. Walgreens facing backlash as it will no longer offer abortion medication in states where Republican attorneys general have threatened legal action.
What these attorneys general are going after is this old Civil War era law. It's 1873. It prohibits the mailing of any substance that can cause an abortion. This is called the Comstock Act. That law remains on the books. So it remains against the law to mail anything that would cause an abortion, and that would include mifepristone. And conservatives feel very, very strongly that they are on the right side of the law with this, and that's why they sent a letter to these abortion drug makers and said, not in our states.
ABC's Ann Flaherty, the company says it will distribute the medication where it can legally do so. Russian shelling has destroyed homes and killed at least one person in Ukraine's Kharkiv province. This is ABC News. A warning about a scam at ATM machines, ABC's Chuck Sievertson reports.
Several Chase Bank California customers claim hundreds were drained from their accounts. A San Francisco customer, Pamela Bongiorno.
They put glue in the card reader of the ATM machines, so you can't use your cards.
Rob Bell believes he talked with the thief at an ATM.
That person said, oh, there's a problem with the slot function. You have to use the tap function.
Then the crooks withdraw more from your account when you walk away, not manually ending the session. So log out of your account after grabbing your cash. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
More than two dozen students at the University of Massachusetts Amherst campus were hospitalized for possible alcohol poisoning after a pre-St. Patrick's Day celebration. The celebration attracts hundreds of students, and ABC affiliate WCVB reports many students were seen carrying plastic containers called Borgs, or blackout rage gallons, a mix of alcohol, electrolytes, and water. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Hear that? If you own a business, that's a problem. What you really need is this. If you want to make your phone ring this spring, we have just the thing. Sponsor weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station. We've slashed prices on our premium weather sponsorships up to 50%. Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results. But you must hurry.
This spectacular offer ends March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it, but of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3, it's Dueling Tangents.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
My former boss, George Stanley, former editor of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I've told you the story of that my brother and I are fighting over who's going to get our tickets. I think I have claim because I live here.
Exactly.
Right? He's older, but I live here.
Yeah, but that trumps it.
So. It's been decided now. It's done.
I'll tell my parents. That's even more.
You can let him go to one game if he wants.
Yeah, exactly.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's your name? Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really missed you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's your name? Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Earl Ingram.
I mean, for heaven's sakes, anybody who's heard Congresswoman Bobart from Colorado and Marjorie Taylor Greene and others, you just have to ask the question, if I'm a Republican, why would I continue to support that foolishness?
asking the tough questions, searching for the answers we're all looking for. The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
My Shiro doesn't always wear a cape, but she always has time for a hug, a smile, for going the extra mile. My Shiro stretches every dollar, puts in long hours, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. When you're ready to retire, we want you to be able to enjoy it. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceretirement.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
You're listening to a Civic Media radio station. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
About this president is he doesn't seem to want to be honest with the American people. Every time there's an option for him to tell the truth and the whole story, he pivots away. We've seen that recently, and we'll continue to see that. That's one of the reasons why elections have major consequences. The American people want to have confidence in their institutions of government. They're losing it because our president is not telling the truth all the time.
That, of course, would be Senator Tim Scott. I don't know what you're referring to, Chris, but let's. We're not allowed to do that.
He can tap dance only, while he makes biscuits.
Only for Anthony. Angela, hi.
Hello, good morning. Let's talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
How dare he talk about a lying president? Because he's got, they got thousands of lies, including election lies, to deal with before you even look, dare say Joe Biden's name. Let it come out your lips.
It usually takes a lifetime for a house slave to ascend to being the slave that actually shows guests around and serves drinks. So when Tim Scott has been very successful, because usually you have to be like 75 before they let the white folks let you, directly bring them a cocktail. They trust you enough for that. And I think it's just on that way, it's just lovely to see. Because it's been so ageist in the past, the ascendancy of the top slave.
Uh-huh.
It's just nice to see. I do think the biscuits will suffer, but you know what? His career is important.
Biscuit.
I can't.
You know what? We are just a delivery system for Prangela at this point.
Let me tell you something. I love Cory Booker. I do, but he's too nice to Tim Scott.
Yes. Okay. I'm sorry to inflict more Tim Scott on you, but here is Tim Scott.
Well, there's no doubt that one of the amazing, the radical left continues to push this narrative that America is all about grievance. We know we're all about greatness. They believe that this is not the land of opportunity. It's the land of oppression. Nothing could be further from the truth. I love the Faith in America tour because I'm actually getting positive feedback that Americans are ready for an optimistic, positive, yet conservative message about where we're going as a nation and why we are truly one nation under God.
Are we? You know, I feel like who is the right winger we said the blacks should thank the Confederate statues? I'm going to guess that's part of his tour.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah. That he probably will take groups of black people to thank the Confederate statues tour.
Thanks, Robert E. Lee.
Thanks a bunch. Yeah.
I don't want him to ever smell a barbecue again. Don't let me find out that anybody's opened nary a barbecue sauce in his presence.
You don't even want him to catch a whiff?
Not even ketchup. I don't want him near a condiment that might be used at a barbecue.
So if you're in his neighborhood and you even hear a, which looks south of the opening of a barbecue
sauce. That is
sauce.
How you conjure up for Angela. Boop. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah. Okay. All right. One last one, Tim Scott, and then we'll stop.
It's a new American sunrise. Can you imagine the days that we had just a few years ago where our unemployment is low, our optimism is high, our focus on the future is more important than the mirror that shows us the past? What's wrong today in America, it's not Americans. It's an American government and the radical left that wants to indoctrinate our kids, not educate our kids, who do not believe that the future is more important than the past. When we have that kind of leadership, we get off course. But we can correct the course very quickly. And that's why it's a new American sunrise coming to us soon.
A new is that stolen from Reagan's Morning in America? A new American sunrise? Because Reagan was reportedly one of the most racist people someone I knew ever met. But that's not important now.
I'm grateful he's black at this moment, because if he were white, he'd be dangerous. But see, the people that he represents are racist, so they're not going to vote for him for president.
Yeah.
But if he ran, he could win with that.
Yeah.
If he were white. See, that's the mistake DeSantis is making by going so hard on the hate.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, doubling and tripling down on the hate. Speaking of which, Angela V. Shelton of the Detroit Sheltons. This is our first segment of WTF Michigan. So Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel was targeted last month by a heavily armed man who threatened injury and death to Jewish members of the state government. He's been, whoever this idiot is, was accused of tweeting, "I'm heading back to Michigan now, threatening to carry out the punishment of death to anyone that is Jewish in the Michigan government if they don't leave or confess," and that kind of problem. I guess being Jewish, I don't, because I can legally do that, right? He added. His mother confirmed to investigators that the tweets came from him and that, to her knowledge, he was in possession of three handguns, a 12-gauge shotgun, two hunting rifles, and a military-style weapon. He said that Nessel said Thursday in a tweet, "The FBI confirmed she had been one of the officials targeted by the heavily armed defendant in this matter. It is my sincere hope the federal authorities take this offense just as seriously as my hate crimes and domestic terrorism unit takes plots to murder elected officials." Well, this is the same state where these lunatics tried to kidnap Governor Whitmer. Angela,
that's the problem with Michigan. People don't understand. There's Detroit, and then there's Michigan.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. You know, and there's Wayne County, really, and then there's Michigan, and like it's the Klan capital of the country. Howell, Michigan, is there. There's huge issues, but this is the thing I say to racists in Michigan: give this same speech at an audience in Detroit. Yeah. All I'm saying. Can you do it downtown, boo? If you can do it downtown.
Can you do it at Fox Theater where we did Sexy
that's
Liberal?
What I'm saying. Can you go to Fox Theater? Can you do it there?
Yeah.
If you can do it there, then I'll take you seriously.
This is you, Travis. It seems like it's not one place anymore.
Oh, yeah.
A man with links to white supremacist group has been arrested in connection with 7 bombings in Fresno County. He allegedly made and used pipe bombs on 6 vehicles since December 13th, deploying explosive inside and around other vehicles. On one is in a mailbox, I guess. But, you know, police say they kept getting better and more sophisticated every time.
Right. Because America is not going to, at this point, turn to her white sons and say, "You are terrorizing America."
Yeah.
You are terrible because women aren't Americans in their white cis male view.
Yeah.
Because Jewish people aren't Americans.
Yeah.
And until This violence, this is what I've seen in my entire life in terms of America. When it hits enough white men in power, then we'll have a conversation about this being a terrorist organization.
Will we? Because they went to the U.S. Capitol and had an insurrection where they put our most important alleged white men in
danger.
Was
their team, and they were rooting for their team.
Yeah. This is why I'm wearing my Madam Vice President t-shirt today. I don't know if you saw Donna Brazile's op-ed defending her. Because I'm thinking, I'm taking crazy pills. Is she not getting a double barrel of racism and sexism?
Oh, all the time.
That just, puts her, is judging her by a way harsher light than any of her predecessors.
I defy. You know what? When you said Dan Quayle earlier, I had a moment of, who was that? Oh, that's right. That's the person Tim's called.
Mr. Potato-y. can we take a moment to celebrate at least one rich white man going to prison? What's his name? Murdaugh. Alex Murdaugh.
Let me tell
you. His name sounds like murder. Your name has to literally sound like murder.
Yeah. you have to get on the stand and say you've lied.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to do that.
Chris and I didn't know who he was.
45 minutes. Yeah. They convicted him in 45 minutes.
We didn't know who he was until like 2 days ago, and I watched for 30 seconds. I was like, oh, he's guilty. Good go.
And I believe most of that 45 minutes was their lunch order. I really did.
I was about to say, they were opening up. They were like, everybody have a bag of Doritos.
Yeah.
Doritos. So it looked like we did some.
Yeah. Can we have Ty today? Because we didn't have Ty last week. And I would really like to. Okay, fine. We'll have Ty April. Okay. Now, we got to stay back here for a little while. Because if we just run right back out, they're going to say we didn't talk about it.
You know this is in South Carolina. They weren't asking for Ty. They said, we want Olive Garden with bottomless breadsticks.
Listen, let's celebrate a rich white guy in South Carolina going to prison for life.
Without the possibility of parole.
Yes.
That's right.
And a black judge. Hello.
When they made everybody testify, all the jurors be like, did you say this? And everybody was like, yes.
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 And then when you heard black women being like, yes. Mm-hmm.
I tried to sign it twice, but they said I couldn't.
I take it as a good sign that a white, rich white man of an orange tint is going to prison. I feel like that could be a good harbinger for things to come.
I mean, I came to this day, he's a lawyer, and he took the stand. The minute he did that, I was like, oh, you really are stupid.
Yeah. Yes. He's a fourth-generation lawyer.
Chris and I were just like, we were like, watched for like, he was here after the show, we watched for like, 40 seconds. We were like,
he's
like,
so guilty.
That's like rich people stuff. I don't boat accident, this, pawpaw,
calling
something.
Your house by a name,
yeah,
not by my house, my crib.
And
you're like, that was Greenfield. That was whatever. I was like.
And the dog kennel had a name.
Wow.
What?
But I like the folksy turns, like as a crow flies. They say, well, about how far away were you from that? You go, as the crows fly, please.
Yeah.
Were they trying to be the dad in To Kill a Mockingbird or something?
Did you see that Fox News had OJ on to comment on the Murdaugh trial?
No, they did.
They did. Yes, this morning.
Yes,
they
did.
No, they did.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, yes, they did, Francis. Yes.
Like, I do have to say, like, the producers at Fox News, these are some incredible people. Because, like, if you challenged me to come up with something wildly inappropriate and whack to do for this, I don't think I would have come up with that. Oh, I know. Let's get another man who should have gone to jail for murder.
His wife.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The Fox News bookers have balls.
Didn't they used to have, what's the racist OJ cop? What's his name? Mark Furman. Remember? He used to be a commentator on Fox News on, I don't know, racism and policing or something.
As you do.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, you're a cop and you failed at planting evidence on a black person. Like, hello. What are their hiring practices now? Jeez.
Standards.
I mean, isn't that like day one?
Day one.
19.
Oh, are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. Frangela's here.
Okay. Choking on the racism.
19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by my Bombas Vacation Socks. I'm going, it's like a little, I might pack like a separate little sock bag because I need cycling socks for the big ride tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Today I'm going to need my hiking socks, right? And then I need just my general like walking all performance socks for, browsing, window shopping, whatever.
I would just take a bunch of all performance socks because you can use them for whatever.
Whatever. Right.
Yeah, listen, when you're traveling,
don't get up in my sock business.
Okay, fine, lady. You do you.
I will do me.
Okay, boots.
Bombas has designed their socks, shirts, and underwear to be the clothes you can't wait to put on every day. It's going to be cold up there, so I'm bringing my merino wools. With that Pima cotton, even cashmere, oh my God, softest materials. Everything is soft. It's seamless. It's tagless. The socks have pillow-like tabs, arch support, stay-up technology. OMG. And for every pair you buy, Bombas donates a pair to someone in need. That is a whole lot of comfort, a whole lot of good. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie. Use the code Stephanie. 20% off your first purchase. BOMBAS.com/Stephanie. The code is Stephanie at checkout.
Do you have any disgruntled employees?
Hell, they're all disgruntled. I ain't running a damn daisy farm. My motto is do it my way or watch your butt.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. 20-plus years of experience combined with new tools simplify the process. Angie makes completing home projects easy, and I've had a lot of them. We'll be there from your first repair to your first renovation project to the work you do before selling your home. Angie is a personal home expert, having served 150 million-plus consumers to date. Angie provides new digital tools and innovative solutions to make it easier than ever to get anything you need for your home done right. We understand the difficulties that can come with home projects, so we make tackling home service projects from start to finish. Angie has projects that are priced upfront and clearly lays out the cost before you buy. That part is so important for me. I cannot tell you how many times I've been scammed before I found Angie. They are literally a homeowner's best friend. Download that free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That is Angie.com. One more time, A-N-G-I.com.
At Bombas, we make socks, underwear, and T-shirts that feel good and do good. Why do Bombas feel so good? Because they're thoughtfully designed with the softest materials, like premium Pima cotton and thermoregulating merino wool. They're also engineered with comfort innovations, like socks with built-in arch support and shirts with tag-free necklines. They're better basics, high quality enough to wear over and over again. How do Bombas do good? For every comfy item of clothing you purchase, another comfy item is donated to someone experiencing homelessness. It's exceptional comfort that gives back. So far, we've been able to put over 75 million items of clothing into the hands of people who need them, making an impact that's bigger than all of us. That's a whole lot of comfort and a whole lot of good. And it's all thanks to your purchases. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie at checkout.
Yes, it should, bud. Oh, there's the bell.
Oh, Wildfire just charged out of that corner like a wildfire.
Yeah, but it can't seem to get anywhere near House.
That's because House is landscaped with water-retaining plants, which help keep Wildfire at a safe distance.
And, bud, check out how Wildfire's punches seem to roll off that treated shingle roof.
Holy smokes, Lou! Wildfire is wearing out like a cheap suit. Oh, Wildfire is down!
Down and out.
Can your house win a fight with wildfire? Visit firewise.org to find out how you can help make your home more defensible against wildfires. That's firewise.org, a public service brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Stephanie Miller.
Rose in Chicago, you're on with Frangela. Hi, Rose.
Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Hey, seeing the cuteness of Bonnie and Clyde and being a fellow dog owner and also the mother of a veterinarian. I don't know if you already have an official mother of a veterinarian, but I love
not.
The title.
I do not.
Anyway, I'd like to give a quick PSA to please, 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 if you have a dog, if you're a pet parent of a dog, please always have your dog on leash when
yes.
you take it out for a walk, mm-hmm. even if you're just taking it to the get in the car
oh,
go
yes.
to the vet.
I do. Otherwise, they will be coyote snossages.
Right. But
yes.
just to every all your viewers and listeners out there, we had a tragic incident in Chicago like a couple weeks ago, and it just ended very badly. One of the dogs
oh, dear.
Was killed, and the other almost died
oh,
because a guy, she had her two pit bull mixes off leash.
Oh, dear.
And they started following some guy down an alley that was walking ahead of them. And the dog started barking at the guy. And apparently he felt threatened. And he had a concealed carry permit for a gun.
Ugh.
And because he felt threatened, he shot the dogs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. yeah.
And wow. one of them died on the spot. And the other had to go to the emergency vet and survive. But please, please,
okay.
please. Always have your dogs on leash.
All right. Thank you,
That's
honey.
My...
All right. Thank you.
She's absolutely right.
Yep.
Pardon me? Yes. No, she
She's
is.
Absolutely right. People think it's inhibiting their dogs. It's for their safety.
Yeah. 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 No, absolutely. Wow. That CPAC is on fire, by the way. I just thought I would
There's
bring up.
Nobody in the
Ted,
audience.
Ted Cruz and J.D. Vance have failed to bring in the crowds. That's surprising, isn't it? They're both so, you know, electric.
electric. The way you said that was hilarious.
It's fucking electric. That's in some song my girlfriend listens to.
Yeah, at the electric
yes,
slide.
It's electric.
It's electric. Yay. Boogie, woogie, woogie.
Yeah, C-SPAN has been
Other
airing
Angela
some of the...
Angela's blacker than me. I'm just going to say it.
C-SPAN has been airing some of the panel discussions while showing crowd shots of the empty chairs. Reporters have taken photos not only of the empty chairs, but people who are on hand to watch the speeches are almost entirely elderly and white. That's a surprise. Oh, maybe the chairs are auditioning to be the new chair, like that Clint Eastwood spoke to. Maybe for the next RNC. Right?
Actually,
Have
I
they
think
picked
we
a chair?
Should go. Francis and I should go to CPAC and tell them we're Diamond and Silk, and they would
Absolutely.
Let us.
Oh,
they don't even
God.
Know that one of them dead.
Dead.
You know that.
And don't care.
They don't care. We could just go up there and speak.
Or because of the power of Jesus, Diamond is back. Maybe that's what you
That's true.
Right?
Or ivermectin. One
Maybe, you know what
yes.
you should do is roll in that golden calf.
No, we came
that,
in.
Roll in that golden calf Trump you know, statue and just say the power of Jesus and Trump had brought Diamond back.
Like why couldn't they pick an attractive racist? I mean, I know there aren't any really, but like who? There's got to be one better looking. I just having to look at him all the time is like really cruel.
The Make America Great Again booth was hopping. Don Jr. is sitting in front of a giant photo of the White House, and that was I guess you know
popular.
Maybe Don Jr. gave out you know some party favors. Some party favors.
How's he doing?
You know some okay.
Some party favors.
All right.
You didn't
Some
warn me about that.
I'm going to say that was the Cocaine Bear exhibit. Maybe
yes.
he had little packets that he gave out. Okay, we can't
I'm
find
looking
it.
Forward to this white people reparations. I'm really excited about that.
Yeah. Did you hear
Can
that?
Did you hear
those?
That earlier?
Yeah, we just played that a little while ago. White people reparations for everybody that's been, what I don't know, what did he say? Restitution, anyone discriminated against I don't know, something the racist, Marxist, communist?
Marxist
something.
Equality.
Yeah.
That's equity. Yeah, he don't like equity.
Yeah. What's that? Oh,
mm-hmm.
okay.
Sorry. Don Jr.'s on coke.
Okay, that was our point. Sorry, it's a little late.
Don Jr.'s on coke.
I'm going to guess why that exhibit was popular. But I got to say, in the latest poll, Trump was like 30 points ahead of DeSantis, right? Like, they are
yes.
apparently going to do this again, even if he's in prison.
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
I think even if he's in prison, even his numbers will go up.
Even better.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right. Because just like the Civil War, they're going to keep losing. They
like
can't quit it.
Song.
They can't quit losing.
That's the thing. They like the what you. They like
they
the
love
sound of this music.
They love Dixie.
Fridays with Frangela on the Stephanie Miller Show.
The Shaw 101 FM.
the civic media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. President Biden in Selma, Alabama Sunday, marking the 58th anniversary of the March on Selma that helped lead to the passage of the Voting Rights Act. Walgreens facing backlash as it will no longer offer abortion medication in states where Republican attorneys general have threatened legal action.
What these attorneys general are going after is this old Civil War era law. It's 1873. It prohibits the mailing of any substance that can cause an abortion. This is called the Comstock Act. That law remains on the books. So it remains against the law to mail anything that would cause an abortion, and that would include mifepristone. And conservatives feel very, very strongly that they are on the right side of the law with this, and that's why they sent a letter to these abortion drug makers and said, not in our states.
ABC's Ann Flaherty, the company says it will distribute the medication where it can legally do so. Russian shelling has destroyed homes and killed at least one person in Ukraine's Kharkiv province. This is ABC News.
Aha! Leprechauns and Wisconsinites have a lot of things in common. We both look good in green. Chicks dig our accents.
You're cute!
And we all love what's on the other side of the rainbow. Get your pot of gold when you sponsor our hourly weather forecasts on your local civic media station. That's 24 ads per day. One ad every hour right before the latest weather forecast. And right now, the prices on these premium sponsorships are slashed up to 50%. But you must act before March 15th to take part. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
As goes Wisconsin.
Mandela Barnes, future runs. Not yes, not no.
You know, I'm not closing the door, right? Like, taking a loss is not easy. And it's tough, too, when it's such a razor-thin margin. You know, I know some people who just get up right away and decide they want to run again. Like,
yeah.
I'm not there. But, you know, it's all timing.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s. Why should saving for retirement be any different? I mean, they go back to college, learn new instruments, start skateboarding.
Whoa!
Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. With aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach from AARP. You'll get personalized recommendations based on your input that are easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back.
Gnarly move, Dad.
Thanks, sweetie.
So wherever you are in your retirement savings journey, head to aceyourretirement.org and start chatting with Avo today. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
I will also urge Congress to create a restitution fund for Americans who have been unjustly discriminated against by these equity policies, and I will restore merit-based federal civil service. I will get this extremism out of the White House, out of the military, out of the Justice Department, and out of our government. We don't want it in our country. The United States of America will be strong again. Thank you very much.
All right. White people reparations. Yay! from a, I don't, what did he call it, Kravis? The racist, Marxist, communist something.
He literally said takeover. Racist, Marxist, communist, whatever you want to call it, takeover.
Sure, he doesn't know what any of those things are, right. But hey, right? White people reparations.
I'm just going to say we got the extremists out of government by not by getting you out, number one.
That's right.
The head extremist.
Yeah.
Number two, I don't send us a bill. I'd like to see it. I want to see this white people invoice. I really, really do. Itemize it.
Marie in Atlanta, our prosecutor who is not Fawny Wallace. Hello, Marie.
I'm actually going to request a title change.
Oh. Okay.
I would like to be the official legal whore of the Stephanie Miller Show.
We needed one.
Like so it. Noted. Yep.
I like it.
Go ahead. Yep. Okay.
I like and, it. And the reason for this title change is because I officially want to be Glenn's library backstacks Midnight Chocolate Fantasy. Because he said the quiet part out loud. Today hello. It was awesome. Okay. It was awesome.
He is sexy.
He's very sexy.
Did you say midnight chocolate? Like, okay, go ahead.
That's an official midnight designation. That's not even her fault.
Yeah.
No.
Midnight chocolate dream. That's a whole, that's a thing.
That's a thing.
There you go.
Go
there
ahead, Marie.
But no, what he said today was that, Jack Smith really has a good set of cojones because he is not afraid to lose. He knows that he's walking a fine line and that there is the opportunity or the possibility, we hope remote, but he could lose. And sometimes a prosecutor has to do that. But no one will say out loud that that is part of the problem. And we all get a little Veruca salty. Come on, can't you just indict people now?
Yeah.
I get that urgency, but also understand that prosecutors are the incentives in that system are not geared towards it's okay if you lose.
Right.
So I really appreciated that he said that, and I was like, oh, baby, you know what? Meet me in the back stack of the library. I'm with you.
Oh. Oh, you legal whore.
Oh, somebody done got down in the back of the library, too? Mm, mm,
mm. Wow.
That's where they keep the good laws.
I think her decimals get her decimal systems
big books in the back of the library. Uh-huh.
Her decimal system's getting kind of dewy. Hey, ooh, what?
Ooh, no. Nice.
No. Don't encourage that. No. That wasn't very good.
That's called yes, a professional.
Yes, it was.
Everybody.
Yes, it was. That was a good library sex joke.
It was educational.
Yeah.
And
thank
funny.
You, Frangela. Thank you.
You don't have to kiss up to her. I'm still going to book you guys on the show.
I mean, I don't know. Nobody's ever made a Dewey Decimal sexy before. That
yeah,
was good.
Yeah,
that was
good. Right. That's a niche joke. Okay, Frangela. Glenn Kirshner also defended the chatty Georgia four woman. You know, Emily, chatty Emily. But I wouldn't fly on the wall when Fawny Willis watched that on TV. I'm gonna guess. You know, Frances. I don't know if there was any talk of slapping anything out of anyone's mouth.
I know
the taste out of her mouth.
I'm sure she was like, no, she didn't. No, she. I'm going to slap the taste. They had to hold her back. Hold her back.
Okay.
I love it. Emily. Emily's who you send in when you want information.
Yeah.
Like, that's my thing from now on is we need her in every situation where we want the information.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Exactly. All right. This was just the most unintentionally hilarious opening to CPAC ever. This is Match Slap. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, his little friend.
Jim.
20, correct.
Okay, 20.
Right.
Here we go.
Oh, right.
Ladies and gentlemen, the chairman will serve you now. Please welcome, from Ohio, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Jim
boy.
Jordan.
Oh, boy.
And chairman of CPAC, Matt Schlapp.
Welcome to CPAC, everyone.
Oh, boy.
What do you think?
Fabulous.
For the last 2 years, they said it was unsafe to have a CPAC here. Do you feel safe?
I do. Not from too. You.
There's a lot of chatter in the media about who's here and not here. I'm really
like
proud
an audience.
To be standing alongside someone I think might just be the most powerful man in Washington, D.C.
Mm. That'd be Jim Jordan, I guess, whose comedy exploding cigar of a committee just blew up over his whistleblowers.
They need to fix Matt Schlapp's mic. He had some sibilance going on.
Did he have
on,
some yes. sibilance
He had
happening?
Some sibilance. Okay. Yes, he did.
Are you saying he sounded a little gay?
I just said he needs to fix his mic because
he sounded
kind of
schlappy. Matt kind of sounded schlappy. Frangela, have you read the Rolling Stone or the Washington or the New York Times piece about the Jim Jordan's whistleblowers? Who are all just complete cranks and conspiracy theorists. And
They seem to have a problem with finding good witnesses.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like they don't have any, like, they're wrong and lying.
Yes.
Right. I mean,
you know what?
Yeah, go ahead.
And this is the issue. And which is, I'm glad that they are being, their feet are being pressed to the fire. Because now, all of it gets revealed. Oh, you know. It's a big, you know, the election big lie. Oh, Fox was doing that. Yeah, we were doing that because of money. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything that Jim Jordan has been saying. Wait a minute. I have no proof whatsoever.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, you knew it when he said we've had dozens and dozens of whistleblowers. And, you know, Dan Goldman said, really? Are there any notes? Did you take any notes? And it's these are the best they've got. These three guys. Mm-hmm. These three complete cranks that are funded by Cash Patel and other Trump loyalists, right?
Yeah.
That are obviously, they're obvious conspiracy theory nuts, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, look at them in committee. Is it Matt Gaetz who was it who was using the Chinese propaganda?
Oh, that was Matt Gaetz, yes.
Gaetz.
Yes.
Yeah.
Matt Gaetz is up there. He's like, have you read this evidence? And the guy's like, you mean from the Chinese government propaganda? No.
Yeah.
No, I have not.
Yeah.
I don't tend to go to them for information.
Yeah. No.
And then he had to backtrack and be like, oh, yeah, right. Good.
Yeah. Well, and also it's all becomes one story, right? Some of these, couple of these cranks have been, you know, cited by Sputnik or RT.
Yes.
Right? I mean, and the fact this whole ridiculousness that the FBI has somehow an anti-left or has a pro-left bias. Are you kidding me? This story,
again.
It's all the same story. The FBI didn't want to search Mar-a-Lago for classified documents. You've got McGonagall in the New York FBI that was, you know, out to help Trump and hurt Hillary like most of the New York FBI. This latest story, these cranks that are trying to help, you know, Trump and his fellow insurrectionists. I mean, give me a break.
Yes. And it's not getting talked about. It's not getting reported out enough. And I'm still every day, I got to watch CNN talk about whataboutism on the left, like we're doing anything except trying to serve Americans.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Lynn in Long Island, you're on with Frangela. Hello, Lynn. Hello, Lynn.
Lynn's
they got
there,
Lynn.
Man.
Oh, my God. They got Lynn, y'all.
David in Missouri. Hello, David. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Stephanie. Just one quick thing, since we're talking about CPAC. I'm curious. Since most of the A-list speakers have ducked out on CPAC as a result of the sex scandal, does that mean that we're stuck with Schlappy Seconds?
Hey! That is funny.
That was funny.
Nice.
I don't know if it was funnier than my Dewey Decimal sex joke, but okay.
Way
fine.
Funnier.
See how everyone gets credit but me, Frangela? I don't. I want some reparations on this show because I'm.
You. Some humor reparations.
Because you're white.
The Marxist equity communism.
Yeah, that.
They've been messing with you?
Mm. Kevin in D.C., you're on with Frangela.
Good morning, everybody. And I have to second that. That Dewey joke was a gem. And
okay,
off
don't
like that,
kiss
I'm
your
ass.
You
thank
won
you, Kevin. Thank you.
No. Slappy was good. Dewey was excellent.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Now, I got to say also, when you said a thing about electric earlier, I thought about this. It's electric, woogie, and I said, no, I'm not going to mention
the electric
that.
Boogie.
I was going to. Yeah, no, you're right. I was thinking that's too obscure. I'm not going to admit it. And then you guys said it.
Yeah.
You are the king. I'm telling you, you're the king.
Yeah.
But I was calling because I don't know if you've mentioned this, but according to, I don't know how accurate they are, but according to Radar Online, much like Lou Dobbs was removed from the network less than 24 hours after he was named in a defamation suit, for the voting technology firm Smartmatic, very important insiders claim that the likes of Drunk as a Skunk, Janine Pirro, Maria Bartiromo, and, of course, Sean Cooper, claiming insanity, are on the chopping block as well because of this latest scandal.
Oh, gosh,
supposedly people very close to Murdoch are saying that they will be sacrificed just like Lou Dobb is. And if that's true,
they're going to a farm where they can run free with Lou Dobbs. Oh, dear, they're just going to have to live off the millions they've already made from the millions of lies they've already told.
Because I agree. The truth is, you're not going to be able to just get rid of a one network head or the president of Fox and call that your blood sacrifice. Everybody whose mouth it came out of after they were informed and warned and talked to and knew, they got to be, they got to go.
Yeah. They're still not saying it. This is my thing. They're still not saying. At best, you get out of one of the Fox people something like like unproven. But like, no, it has been proven.
Yeah.
This isn't true. Like, they're still not doing it.
Yeah. Right. No, exactly.
And I feel like anybody who walked up in there and let their lips flap a lie to the American people should be fired.
Yeah.
Those are the consequences. Because when I walk up in my job and lie and steal, it's worse than stealing. The harm it has done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Frangela, because I'm going on vacation next week, and I love you best, I want to give you a lovely parting gift before I go. I don't know if you are aware that Trump and the January 6th prisoners have collaborated on a new song called Justice for All. This is the J6 prison. I'm not kidding. Prison choir singing from prison.
I'm sorry.
This is not real, right?
It is real.
Yeah.
Is real.
Listen, when I go on vacation, indictments will come. So this is another parting gift I didn't... Oh, this is also funded by Cash Patel, much like the FBI nutcases whistleblowers. So
this
that's
is Rocky
nice.
Mountain, y'all. I know.
No, this is not.
No,
it no is. This no. is not.
Sweetheart, ready yourself.
Here we go.
Hold some.
Okay. Oh, dear. It's very dark.
It's real.
Very, very Shawshank. Wait for it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Okay,
it gets better as it goes along.
You're just,
that's all I can tell.
No, you're making stuff up.
No, this is real. I'm sorry.
I'm having a stroke. I'm sorry.
You're having a stroke now, but now you're going to know what a stroke really is.
Trump to pitch the creation of freedom cities filled with flying cars. Listen, I was a Jetsons fan, and I would like someone to stop this crazy thing.
You know,
stop this crazy news treadmill.
When they dropped off Elroy Jetson at school, he got his own little car that they dropped. That he flew down.
Sure.
Yes.
Sure. Yep.
Why not one of those?
Today, Frangela, Trump will unveil a new plan to use federal lands to create what he describes as freedom cities that will be filled with flying cars. Okay, you know what? I'm gonna need to pause and then
I just
observe the details and then we'll be right. I need to. Is there something? How do you treat a stroke for the friend just having right now? So I can.
I don't know.
Okay, I thought Justice for All.
I watch a lot of Grey's Anatomy. Clear. Charging 250. Cheer. Clear. I did. Shonda Rhimes wrote that for me. Clear.
Wow.
Bringing Frangela back.
You know what? That knocked me into a pause. I'm back. I realize I'm on a talk show. I should be talking.
No, wait, I had this dream, and we were all there. All you were there, and you were there, and you were there, and everybody's prisoners singing.
Yeah.
And it was awful.
Okay, we're just going to pause.
They didn't even hear about the flying cars in Freedom Cities.
All right, we're going to get the details of that.
How are the cars going to fly?
Okay, we'll cover that next.
That's free, called
the tease.
Chris.
48, because they're free.
We need a commercial break to read the story.
Because freedom. 48-minute session.
They're powered by freedom.
Did Bob Seska write this? Do they have jetpacks made of beef? Okay. 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by American Cruise Lines. Okay, I need a quiet, relaxing summer vacation. Maybe some quaint seaside villages where I can hear the birds, be near water.
Or you can hear the lobsters going clack, 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 clack,
clackety, clackety, clackety.
That would be more soothing than that prison music.
Clack, 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 clack. That means I'm getting ready for my authentic lobster bake on the Shoals Lane. Right after I've soared past the Acadia Mountains and the Maine's protected coastline. Oh, this classic schooners in Camden Harbor. And then that lobster bake. Throughout this all-inclusive journey, you can relax on your private balcony while their crew provides the highest level of personalized service. More lobster? Yes, please. Where's the buffet table? Can I get there from here? Aye, aye. Okay, I need a vacation right now. I'm going to go get my free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
At Bombas, we make socks, underwear, and T-shirts that feel good and do good. Why do Bombas feel so good? Because they're thoughtfully designed with the softest materials, like premium Pima cotton and thermoregulating merino wool. They're also engineered with comfort innovations, like socks with built-in arch support and shirts with tag-free necklines. They're better basics, high quality enough to wear over and over again. How do Bombas do good? For every comfy item of clothing you purchase, another comfy item is donated to someone experiencing homelessness. It's exceptional comfort that gives back. So far, we've been able to put over 75 million items of clothing into the hands of people who need them, making an impact that's bigger than all of us. That's a whole lot of comfort and a whole lot of good. And it's all thanks to your purchases. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie at checkout.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
As a young teenage boy, I didn't even know what autism was. How do you even spell that? A few years later, I heard that a friend's cousin's son had been diagnosed with autism.
I still wasn't sure what that really meant.
When I went to college, my roommate's brother had autism. When I moved to the city for work, my best friend called me and told me his son had been diagnosed with autism. We were both in shock. I still remember the day I walked into the house and saw that look on my wife's face. I knew something was wrong. I'll never forget how I felt when she said, "Our son has autism."
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, one in 68 children is diagnosed with autism. That's about a 30% increase in 2 years. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
If you're looking for the best all-you-can-eat buffet in town for only $1.99, come to Big Ed's Chow House. If you're looking for juicy burgers, come to Big Ed's Chow House. If you're looking for tender brisket and succulent ribs, come to Big Ed's Chow House. But if you're looking for Big Ed, don't come to Big Ed's Chow House. Big Ed passed away last week at the age of 47, leaving his wife and 3 children, struck down in his prime by the same disease that got his father. So he won't be around to take care of his family. And the sad part is it all could have been detected early with a simple test, but Big Ed didn't get it.
Have you gotten the medical test you need?
For a list of tests every man should have, go to ahrq.gov. Once again, that's ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Cozy Earth, my at-home and travel pajamas.
Yeah.
Right? I'm just saying, they are the softest, most luxurious jammies, loungewear, sheets, you name it. The softest, most luxurious, responsibly sourced bedding on the planet. Mm-hmm. Oprah said, yes, please.
Yes.
5 years in a row. I mean, that's a lot. Made from the finest materials, including premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo, wrestled from the strongest pandas on Earth. It's prized. That's why the loungewear pajamas and the new premium waffle bath towels are so soft. Hurry, save 35% right now on Cozy Earth bedding. Go to CozyEarth.com. Type in Stephanie to save 35%. CozyEarth.com. Promo code is Stephanie. Okay, Frangela. Yep, we have to finish a Friday with Trump to pitch creation of freedom cities filled with flying cars. Okay. Yeah, we confirmed there were no black Jetsons. Nobody, yeah. No black friends, nothing. Okay, but there were flying cars. Yep.
Unless Rosie was black, mm-hmm. You know, because she was
a robot.
A robot.
Oh.
Black consciousness into AI in the future. Okay.
Okay. Trump today will reportedly unveil a new plan to use federal lands to create what he will describe as freedom cities that will be filled with flying cars.
I just don't understand why people don't ever question that he was president for 4 years and didn't do any of these things.
Right. He will announce a design contest for up to 10 different freedom cities that will also include an investment in development of vertical takeoff and landing vehicles, the creation of hives of industry sparked by cutting off imports from China, and a population surge sparked by baby bonuses to encourage would-be parents to get on with
baby bonuses.
To get on with procreation.
I think that program was called Liebenstropfen or something like that in Nazi.
Not talking to black people, of course. They mean, you know.
Well, it's freedom from black people.
Right.
Yeah.
Trump will compare his vision of futuristic cities to former President Dwight Eisenhower's plan to create an interstate highway. I think this would be a little a skosh more expensive, the flying car universe. But okay. Today, our country has lost its boldness, Trump will say in the promotional video. Under my leadership, we'll get it back in a very big way. It is big. This is big and bold. If you look at it just 3 years ago, what we were doing was unthinkable, how good it was, how great it was for our country. You know, I remember being locked in my house wiping my ass with sandpaper. But is that what you were doing 3 years ago?
There were all those fires and protests, too, remember?
Okay.
With those bad forest fires.
You know what? We can't have flying cars until we can make a Target parking lot that isn't dangerous. Okay?
Or a Trader Joe's parking lot that isn't dangerous.
Trader Joe's.
Yes.
Oh, that is like Thunderdome. We can't have nice things till people figure out how to act in the Trader Joe's parking lot.
That's why I walk to Trader Joe's.
It's Mad TJ Maxx and Beyond Thunderdome. Okay.
And I'm going to tell you something. If you want a freedom city, you got to be free of all things black, which means good luck with your music. You're going to be listening to that prison song on a 24/7 loop.
Oh God!
By the way, you just drove right over my
no
TJ Maxx. I was beyond TJ Maxx and Thunderdome.
That was a good joke. It was
okay.
A good joke.
I don't. You know what? I'm going on vacation. See how you do without me for a week. You want me to kick around for a week? Frangela, I love you. I'm going to listen to Final Word and Idiot of Week my whole vacation. I love you, Frangela.
We love you.
Enjoy Jody and the Mooks next week. I'll see you in a week.
When it's raining cats and dogs, your business can rain profits. Sponsoring the weather forecasts on your local civic media station will get your phone to ring.
Listeners pay attention to weather forecasts, and they'll pay attention to your message.
Act now, because we're slashing prices up to 50% on these premium sponsorships.
But the deals absolutely end March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather. Sponsoring our forecasts is the cat's meow.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.